Mike, just a couple of lineup questions. First, is Alex in net for you tonight?
Yes.
Lars and Chris were absent. Are they available tonight, or are they still dealing with whatever they were doing with the past week?
They're available.
And Jansen, is he available for you tonight?
Yes.
Mike, obviously these two games are really important ones for you guys. When you're making decisions in net, how do you balance that against the recent results versus individual performances against teams, for instance, against the Predators, when choosing between net and Jari?
Well, we take all of those factors into consideration. We look at it from a number of different vantage points. At the end of the day, we're trying to answer the question, which guy, and I say this to you guys all the time, regardless of what position, we're making the lineup decisions on which guys give us the best chance to win on tonight, this given night. And so we take all of those things into consideration when we're making these types of decisions. They're not easy ones. Ned and Jars have both done a terrific job for us in goal this year and given us a chance to win. We think most recently, Ned's helped us win a bunch of games. And so that's the direction we went tonight. But, by no means does it suggest it's one over the other. We're looking at this one game tonight right in front of us.
Mike, you've praised Nedeljkovic for being scrappy and you love his compete level. How much stock do you put into a goalie's personality like that rubbing off on the team?
Well, what I will say is I think sometimes goalies have the ability to influence the demeanor of the group and by how they play the position, and some... some guys have more influence than others. And so, I think it's one element of just kind of my observation of being a coach over the years and coaching a bunch of different teams with a bunch of different goaltenders and watching that dynamic. So, and part of it is just personality-based. It is what it is. But Ned's a guy that's a fierce competitor that battles hard. And, and he's shown an ability to have that effect.
Mike, how does the experience of the group play into preparation mindset for, because they've been in so many situations where they've had, must-win type games?
When you have a group like ours that's been through the types of experiences that they've been through, they've been at the top of the mountain and won Stanley Cups and played in Game 7s and played in high-stakes environments and played in elimination games and things of that nature. They've also had their successes and through those experiences, they've also had disappointments. And I think you learn through all those experiences as people. We have that privilege to have those experiences to draw on. At the end of the day, it's one game. We're looking at one game, and we're going to try to put our best game on the ice that's going to give this team the best chance to win. I know our guys are excited for it. They're excited about the opportunity. We understand that we got to go out and earn it, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Mike, two quickly, if I could. Firstly, Noel Chari was out there today. It looked like in a non-contact capacity. Just how is he coming along at this point?
That is the right observation. He was out there in a non-contact sweater. And the fact that he's rejoining the group suggests that he's a whole lot closer.
And secondly, just with Harkins potentially, what does he offer when he's in the lineup now that he's back?
Harks does a good job. He's with straight-line speed. He's conscientious defensively. He's a real good puck pursuit guy. He defends well. He's pretty good on the wall. Those are, for me, the biggest strengths. I think he's a guy that can help. He's helped that line all year long just with momentum by being on the puck. A lot of times he's the first guy on the forecheck. He can use his speed and his size and his physical stature to get in and lean on defensemen and create stalled pucks, create loose pucks, create turnovers, which gives that line an opportunity to generate momentum for our group.